to episode 2 of Keeping Up with the Constitution, a podcast hosted by the committee members of the University of Malaya Constitution Team, bringing you a simple dissection of the Malaysian Constitution. I am Shahira, your host for today, and today's topic is Constitutional Supremacy, the main ingredient to the Malaysian better. Before diving into the concept of constitutional supremacy, allow me to briefly define the two terms that make up the concept. Constitution is defined by Professor K.C. Ware in his book Modern Constitutions as the whole system of government of a country, the collection of rules which establish and regulate the government. O. Hood Phillips, in his book Constitutional and Administrative Law, defined constitution as the body of laws, customs and conventions that define the composition and powers of the organs of the state and that regulate the relations of the various state organs to one another and to the private citizen. On the other hand, supremacy means to have the highest and most superior status, power or authority. Combining the two terms together, constitutional supremacy means that the highest authority in a legal system is conferred on the Constitution. Under this principle, the Constitution is the superior paramount law of the land. Its position is above everyone else and it takes precedence over all other laws. In Malaysia, we practice constitutional supremacy. This is evident in the pronouncement made by Sufian Lord President in ASEAN and Government of Malaysia, which states that the doctrine of supremacy of Parliament is not applied in Malaysia. Here, there is a written constitution. The powers of Parliament and the state legislatures in Malaysia are restricted by the federal constitution and they cannot make any law as they please. Malaysia's practice of constitutional supremacy is clearly provided under Article 4, Clause 1 of the federal constitution, which reads, "The constitution is a supreme law of the federation and any law passed after Merdeka Day which is inconsistent with this constitution shall, to the extent of the inconsistency, be void." Professor Shad Salim Farooqi had done a great job dissecting this clause in his book, The Document of Destiny. To summarize, Article 4 Clause 1 essentially means any written law, common law, and recognized customs passed after Merdeka Day, which is on the 31st of August 1957, which clashes with the federal constitution, shall be void to the extent of the inconsistency. This means that if the law is only partially in conflict with the constitution, then the court may sever the valid from the invalid part and declare the offending part or parts to be void. One may ponder, what about the laws that were passed before Merdeka Day then? This is dealt with under Article 162, Clause 6. Unlike the effect as provided under Article 4, Clause 1, laws passed before Merdeka Day, if inconsistent with the federal constitution, may be amended, adapted, or repealed. In short, it is a more lenient approach as compared to Article 4, Clause 1, which does not allow the court to remedy the inconsistent part or parts of the law that rendered it void. As we have clearly established that the Constitution is the highest law, can it be amended then? Wouldn't an amendment itself contradict the Constitution? Will the amendment be void then? The issue was contested in Lo Kui Chuen and Government of Malaysia, whereby it was submitted that the Parliament should not amend the Constitution because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. However, Raja Azlan Shah, Federal Court Justice, held that the constitutional amendments shall be valid as long as the amendments were made in accordance to the procedures stated in the Constitution. His Lordship opined that amendments are necessary in order to have a constitution that fits the local circumstances at the time. In Pang Chin Hock and Public Prosecutor, Sufian Lord President ruled that the Parliament can amend the constitution as the amendment process is incorporated in the constitution itself. Therefore, constitutional amendments must strictly adhere to the special procedures provided under Article 159 of the Federal Constitution. Each clause prescribes different methods to amend the Constitution on different subject matters. The most common way to amend the Constitution is provided under Article 159, Clause 3. According to this way, a bill of amendment must be supported by the votes of at least 2 over 3 of the total number of people in the House of Representatives and Senate. The second way of amendment is prescribed by Article 159, Clause 5, whereby a majority of 2 over 3 of the total in both houses is needed along with the assent of the Conference of Rulers. Only matters pertaining to the sovereignty, dignity, and position of the Malay rulers may be amended under this clause. Thirdly, 2 over 3 of majority from both houses with the assent of the Yang di-Pertuan Negeri of Sabah and Sarawak is needed to amend matters involving Sabah and Sarawak. Another way to amend the Constitution is by Article 159, Clause 1 and Clause 4, read together with Article 62, Clause 3. Different from the previous three methods, the amendment procedure under these clauses only require a simple majority of the present members of the House. Speaking of constitutional amendments, it is very important to talk about the basic structure doctrine. This doctrine originated from India, and it basically propounds the idea that there are certain features in the Constitution that cannot be amended because amendments to these features would destroy the Constitution. There are a few features that have been recognized as the basic features of the Constitution. Hence, they are unamendable. Example of the features are fundamental rights and liberties, judicial power, separation of powers, and constitutional supremacy. It is interesting to note that in the early stages, the Malaysian courts were reluctant to implement this doctrine in our legal system. Federal court cases like Loo Kui Chun and Pang Hin Hock expressly rejected the reception of the doctrine. Drawing emphasis onto the case of Pang Hin Hock, Sufian Dor President expressly refused to apply the doctrine in Malaysia by distinguishing the nature of the Indian Constitution from the Malaysian Constitution. His Lordship was of the view that the Parliament can amend the Constitution in any way they deem fit, even if it is inconsistent with the Constitution. For decades, the court continuously rejected to embrace the beautiful doctrine. A glimmer of hope, however, was seen in Richard Malanjum, Chief Justice's dissenting view in Public Prosecutor and Kok Wah Kwan. His Lordship recognized that the basic structure doctrine ought to be incorporated and judicial review should not be removed by any way of constitutional amendment as it is one of the basic features of the Constitution. Later, in Civil Rasa Rasia and Badan Peguam Malaysia and another, the court formally adopted the doctrine of basic structure. The adoption of the doctrine in Malaysia became apparent and clear in the subsequent cases of Semenanjung Jaya and Indira Gandhi. Justice Zainul Ali, in both cases, stressed on the need for the recognition and adoption of the basic structure doctrine. These two cases concerned the validity of the constitutional amendment to Article 121, Clause 1 in 1988, which purported to remove judicial power. Her Ladyship held that the amendment was invalid because the removal of judicial power contravenes the doctrine of separation powers and judicial power, both of which constitutes the basic fabric of the Constitution, whereby the legislative and executive bodies had unrightfully interfered with the power of the judiciary. And that concludes our second episode of the podcast. I really hope you've learned some interesting facts about our Constitution today. Since the Constitution is supreme, I want to take this opportunity to tell our listeners that the Constitution is basically the document that is protecting me and you. If the idea of constitutional supremacy is not enforced, it could gravely affect our lives. Hence, embrace, respect, and know more about our Constitution. It is essentially the symbol of our nation's independence, the document protecting us Malaysians, the foundation to peace and harmony of our nation. Remember, the Constitution is supreme, the Parliament is not. Thank you for tuning in. Bye!